The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome to Thursday's live radio broadcast. I think it's still live. Allie, is it live?
It's live.
See, there you go. You can tell by the Q&A going on back and forth here. We're on 97.1. We are so glad you joined us today. And we even have an extra bonus section because Allie's here and things are good in the world. And she's here to talk to us about the festival at Sandpoint. So, Allie, it's coming up, I hear.
It is. It's crunch time, or beginning to be crunch time. Interns start next week, so things are speeding up, but before we talk about the festival that everyone, you know, knows us for.
That is the only reason we got you here. What else do you want to talk about
today? It's the end of the school year, as some of you may know. The last day is in 2 days, or tomorrow, really. So that means a lot of our education programs are winding down. We just finished our third year of our pre-K outreach program, where Paul Gunter, production and education manager, I call him our unicorn, goes and actually teaches in those schools, Selkirk School, Huckleberry Montessori, Kinnexu Community Health Kids Club, and we're looking to actually add a couple more next year, so that's always a fun, fun celebration at the end of the year and it's also our cutest program. We're with 3 to 6-year-olds, so that's fun to have that wrap up for the school year. With that, our instrument library. So we have a free instrument library. So right now, all of the school year rentals are coming back in. And so now it's time if people want to check out instruments for the summer. So it's just a deposit, a refundable deposit. So if you are looking at, picking up
the tuba.
I don't know if we have a tuba. I don't think we do. But we have, accordions. We have cellos. We have electric guitars. We have didgeridoos. So check out our
accordion would be fun. Summer of that.
I kind of secretly want to take accordion lessons and surprise everyone. The instrument library is open for summer rentals, but also if you are considering or your child is considering an instrument for the next school year, it's something to know. A lot of people don't know that we have a free instrument library, so just something to be aware of.
Awesome.
We also just awarded our scholarships for the year, which is one of the coolest, most rewarding parts of our job, where we get to really sit down and interview and also hear auditions of local talent, both Boundary and Bonner County. And so we just awarded those. And the winner of the instrumentalist scholarship was Karis Perilou, with the runner-up being Zella Lopez. Both performed on the piano. Vocalist winner was Gabriella Dang, and the runner-up was Bennett Morin. And then our artistic lineup poster artist winner was Gracie Duncan. So we had a lot of applicants. Sometimes we actually have five different scholarships. So I just like to let people know we even have a music industry scholarship that has no audition portion. I think sometimes that's a little intimidating. But it's pretty cool because Karis will actually perform as the opener for our grand finale on the piano. And then Gabriella Dang, the vocalist winner, will sing the national anthem at our grand finale.
Wonderful.
So,
yeah, how about that?
Everyone gets to kind of hear a little bit of it themselves, too.
You bet. And I'm assuming all things are going smoothly to the kickoff for the festival this year?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of the smooth time when the things that we plan for, a backup plan to the backup plan, the things that end up throwing wrenches are things that we don't foresee happening. So normally those issues don't come up until we start to load in. Building a pop-up venue, especially now on artificial turf, and putting down decking is an extremely hard process.
It sure is. And again, lots of moving parts. You were telling me before that you're looking maybe for some volunteers still?
Yeah, so we still have some summer positions open for production crew, and that's actually paid. And that runs July 17th through August 7th. But then also our application is totally open for volunteers to sign up in all different departments. So go online, fill out the application, and you can start getting assigned to different shows.
And one last thing for you. Anything sold out yet?
Nothing is sold out yet. Make sure you get your tickets on festivalatsandpoint.com. There are a ton of online scalpers.
There's more scammers and scalpers than I've ever seen before. Isn't that crazy?
Yes. Our average ticket price before fees is like $52. So if you're seeing tickets at $200, $150, that is not us. Make sure you go at festivalatsandpoint.com.
And look for Allie, by gosh. Thank you so much for the quick stop by. We appreciate that. We really do. And if you have any questions, stop by the office or give them a call or find everything online. So, Allie Bransky, thank you for stopping by again.
Thank you so much for having
me. And we're
going
to take a quick break. And if all goes well, we'll have Amelia Boyd from Bonner General Hospital talking about, I don't know, maybe a fun walk or run or something coming up. We'll find out. But we'll catch you after the break.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
What's better than a good breakfast? A good breakfast on sale, of course.
Wake up the savings for Super One Foods 12-hour cereal and breakfast sale. Assorted General Mills, Post, or Mom's Best cereals, $1.98 each. Jimmy Dean breakfast bowls, just $1.98 each. Wide Awake ground coffee, just $3.98 a package.
Super One Foods 12-hour breakfast sale, this Thursday only. Bring on the morning.
Sale price is not available in Spokane and Colville.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code VAN for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code VAN for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code VAN.
Hey y'all, Eli Winders here. I want to talk to you about something that's more important than ever, taking care of the wildlife around us. Our planet is home to some of the most amazing creatures you could ever imagine, from the biggest bears to the smallest birds and everything in between. But here's the truth. Many of these animals are in danger, habitats are disappearing, and we're losing species at a rate we've never seen before. If we want our kids and their kids to experience the magic of wildlife that we have today, it's on us to step it up and take action. You can make a difference. Learn more about wildlife conservation in your area and how you can help, whether it's supporting local wildlife refuges, reducing pollution, or simply taking a little time to appreciate the wild beauty around you. It all counts. This is Eli Winders. Let's make sure our wildlife is around for generations to come. Y'all take care of the earth and it'll take care of us. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live radio hour. It's a jam-packed hour for sure this week, which is awesome. We love having the more guests. The more guests, the better. We learn something from everyone. And I expect to learn something new from the race director of the Find Your Strengths Family Fun Run.
Yes.
And Amelia, when is that coming up? Well, first of all, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Tell us about you for a second, and then tell us about the big fundraiser coming up for the foundation.
Okay, I'm a board member on the Bonner General Health Foundation, have been for 3 years now, and actually, yes, this is my fourth time being the race director for this race, fourth year that it's been running, so this is my wheelhouse. I used to coach track and cross country, and I'm all about everybody getting healthy, and kids especially, so...
So were you an educator in a previous life?
I was for a brief moment, and then I changed paths and decided to stay home with my children.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call. Now, how old are they now?
31 and, oh gosh, 35.
So they've flown the coop a long time ago.
They have. Yeah. Thank goodness.
Well, very good. So you found some time to volunteer.
Absolutely. Around. Oh, I always have. Ever since the kids were little, I've always been involved in the communities that I've lived in. Yeah.
And we were speaking earlier. This really speaks to you, too, this race.
Yes, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about that. And maybe tell us, one, can people still register for it?
Oh, absolutely. You can actually register the day of.
Okay.
So our race is June 21st. The 5K is at 10 a.m. And then we have a superhero 1K at 11 a.m., sorry. And then afterwards, we have this fun party for the families with face painting, an obstacle course. Star the Magician will be there. We'll have snacks for everybody who has participated. But mostly, we're encouraging the entire community to come out, whether or not they join us in the race,
right,
or, you know, walk it or whatever. If they're at the park or if they want something to do from 11 to 1 p.m., yeah, come down to City Beach.
Well, what great energy, too, that way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And so everything's the same as it's been. The starting area is the same place, the
yes,
finish area.
Yes. Start that. Finish is the same, except for the after party. It won't be at the lawn at Trinity. It's going to be where the start finish line is, near the snack shack.
Oh, perfect. That's,
yeah.
There's
so
nice
all
spots.
Everything's going to be there. The biggest change is we've cut the price in more than half. So now we're only $20 for adults, $10 for 9 to 17 year olds, and free for 8 and under.
Right. Well, that's actually a good price.
Yeah.
Where does that money go?
So it goes to the foundation's hometown health grants, which the foundation offers to department heads at the hospital for those things that are on their wish list that doesn't come under the normal budget.
Sure.
So in the past we've done iPads, educational classes, poison control and all,
sure,
that sort of thing. And then to microscopes, I mean, you name it, we've about gifted it.
So it fills a void, right? Because
absolutely,
there's a bigger budget, the essential stuff. And then there's the, oh, we need this, or we could use this. And that's where this fills in the blank.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a morale booster for the departments. And we get a lot of applications for these grants. And it's neat to have them present to us. And it's even more exciting to give them their reward.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are some department heads who are really adept at asking and making sure it's the important stuff, and they get rewarded for,
right,
that, which is really cool.
Yeah, so it's a win-win for everybody.
It sure sounds like it. The money stays locally. It helps, mm-hmm, our local facility.
Yes.
And it gives boost morale of employees.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, that's,
yeah,
pretty good. And have a fun day, too.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about, again, if I want to register kids and I myself, how do I do that?
So you can go to bonnergeneral.org/foundation.
Okay.
Or you can just go to the Bonner General website for the hospital, and then there'll be a tab for the Find Your Strength.
And if
race.
You don't want to do that, you can show up that morning and still sign up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We have a sign-up Friday, the 20th, from 4 to 6 p.m. So if you've pre-registered, you can come get your stuff.
Yeah.
And if you haven't registered, you could register then.
Right.
And then at 8:30 the next morning until start time, you can come and register.
Right. Yeah. And there's a costume component. I've seen some photos.
Oh, yes.
I've always been out of town, I swear. I've been out of town,
yes,
the last 3 years. And but I see the photos, and I see, you know, when you your publicity,
yeah,
and it looks like fun.
It is, and we love seeing the little kids when they're dressed up. They get so into it; they look forward to it every year. So then we added a costume contest, and Sandpoint Cinema has graciously donated a movie screening for up to 50. With snacks.
Oh.
So that is going to be the winner of our costume contest.
So 49 of your best friends come,
yes,
with you. That's great.
Yeah. So it's going to be really, really fun.
And what else is new? What else would compel me, if I was in town, but compel a listener to pop down there? Is it just the environment? I mean, it's positive.
Yeah, I think it's just the environment. And not only that, but, you know, if you're not a runner, or if running's not your thing, then come walk. We encourage that, but mostly it's just to come out, being fresh outdoors, you know, fresh air, and do something that is good for your body and good for our hospital.
Yeah, no, I think that sounds like a really win-win-win-win all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. So,
yeah.
What else is going on in the world of the foundation?
Well, right now we're gearing up for a transition. Grant Simmons has termed out. He's been on, I think, forever, it seems like. And so he has just, the end of May was his last, last time. So we're in transition right now. Getting, you know, everything on board for gearing up for HeartBall, you know.
Isn't it hard to think that way already? Yeah. But I guess you have to.
So it's nice to get the race out of the way now in June because it used to be in September. So we've moved it up and it's going to, you know, really give us that time to concentrate on donor relations, recruitment, and HeartBall.
All the important stuff that way.
Right.
Never a dull moment for sure.
No.
But there's always a need though, right? So the foundation really gives hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes.
I mean, that's the big dollar stuff for sure.
Yeah.
So you have two fundraisers a year then?
Just this race and the HeartBall.
Right.
Yeah.
So the HeartBall, I mean, I think of exoskeletons. I think of all sorts of cool things they've done over the years.
Mammography machine. This last year was to fundraise for the swing beds.
Yeah,
they've done some great, great things.
Right. Yeah. And the foundation's active all year long, funds and trying to...
Yes.
Good, good. And how many people are on that board?
Well, we've lost a few and have yet to gain them. So right now we're at 7.
Okay.
And when I came on, there was 13 or 14 of us. So yeah, we're in need of a few bodies.
We all are. Every group, whether it's Rotary or whatever else, we're all looking for bodies.
Right,
for sure.
Yeah.
But it's just fun to watch. Again, it's fairly unique how robust our medical community is here.
Absolutely.
In an area our size. And I think, again, the foundation plays a key part of making sure the talent stays here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Not only that, I think people need to realize it is a not-for-profit hospital. And so they, you know, they rely on those outside funds to keep the doors open.
Sure do. Well, it's great seeing you again.
You too.
And I'm glad to hear about your past with track and all that kind of stuff.
Someday
I'll tell you some stories about track. But is it a timed run?
So this year it's not. It used to be in the past and we had medals for all age groups. So this year we just wanted to make it more fun, less competitive. But we do have Outdoor Experience has donated shoes for the lead, the winning female and male in the 5K. And then I do have medals for the 1K top three.
Well, yeah. Again, that's the fun part of it, isn't
right,
it? It really isn't.
So if you're into timing, because I do, I time myself every time I run. You know, just wear a watch and time yourself.
There you go. And don't step on the kids.
Yes, please don't. Well, they're too cute.
Again, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if people are interested, they can look it up online?
Online, yes. Or the posters around town. We have our QR codes on there. And, you know, if they have any questions, just call the hospital.
And how many people do you expect?
Oh, I'm hoping for a few hundred. I really am. I don't know if we'll reach that goal, but it would be nice.
And again, the money stays locally.
Yes.
They all have fun, and it keeps our hospital being robust.
It really does.
So
it does.
Well, thanks for all you do. It's been fun catching up with you again.
You too.
And
nice
hopefully we'll see you out there on the trail somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, I'm out there running.
I bet you are. I'm out there thinking about you running, so that's happening.
Well, you could part. Oh, you're going to be out of town.
I will.
Sure.
Well, I've got a written excuse. Well, Amelia, thank you so much for all you do.
Absolutely.
And I'll catch up to you after the event, and we'll see how it went for you guys. So we're going
to be glad to.
Well, good. Thank you again. We'll take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll be talking about all sorts of stuff going on in downtown Sandpoint, which is tis the season, I think, right now. I mean, it's nice weather. It's all sorts of good stuff, so... We will catch you after the break.
All right.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Industry-leading products, outstanding service, and customized comfort. That's AGE Heating and Cooling. AGE is a premier Lennox dealer, meaning specialty equipment training and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. Lennox Equipment ensures your home comfort needs are met. Now offering electrical services. AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Experience the premier dealer difference today.
Idaho HVAC Contractors, license number 059041.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, Don Thomas here of Sandpoint Furniture, inviting you and your family to come meet us on the patio. If you haven't been seeing what you like at the box stores and outdoor furniture, then come see us at our showroom and discover all that we have to offer. Take in Ashley Furniture's line of luxurious upholstered sofas and chairs, or from Montana, Bitterroot Furniture's wide array of Adirondack-style rockers, swings, tables, and more. Both of these brands eliminate the need for covering or maintenance. So come by and visit us at Sandpoint Furniture in Ponderay, and come see what you've been missing.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT, KBFI. We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live radio hour, and it's been jam-packed so far, and the train keeps going down the tracks right now. I've got Leilani from the Downtown Sandpoint Business Association here, who has a few announcements, and I think you're going to introduce a new friend to us.
I am. So we have actually a new business that just joined us, Pure West Christie's Realty. They have two locations, one on First Street, right next to Style Bar, which is one of our members. And then they're also opening, coming soon, is the one on Pine, which was the old Greasy Fingers.
Oh.
Paul is awesome. His crew is really good. And they have this coming Friday, which is tomorrow, First Friday, is going to be the first one that they're doing. And it's really a way to engage in the community, get some artists in. They have Capasso is the featured artist for this week. Their art will be up for the entire month. So you can go in and purchase it if you want. There's some beautiful pieces there. Then they're also going to be doing some appetizers and refreshments. And so that's going to be from 4 to 6. And then we have this incredible way of giving back to the community, and it happens here locally. It's a nonprofit, and I'm going to introduce you to my new friend, Miss Heidi. Well, she's not new to me.
To me,
she's
though.
New to you. Okay. She's not new to me. So I'm going to have her tell you a little bit about Send Me on Vacation and why that is such an incredible nonprofit for our community.
Perfect.
Yes, absolutely. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for letting me talk about this incredible nonprofit. This is a nonprofit that was started, oh my gosh, almost 15 years ago now. And we send breast cancer survivors on vacation for free after treatments. And so we really focus on mental, emotional, and physical healing.
Wow.
It's kind of an all-in-one. And what most people don't understand is that a lot of these retreats are really for specific stages or ages, and we don't do that. It's all ages, all stages, because there's a lot of empowerment when you hear and you see other women who have gone through so much.
Right.
And the years are 20, 25, especially with a newbie. And that's how I got started. I was diagnosed the first time in 2015, two kids under 5.
Oh, goodness.
And I that was it. I thought that was going to be the end until I went on these amazing retreats, and it just showed me how much more I have to live, how much more I could give. And it really was my healing journey through this particular organization. So I've dedicated myself the last 10 years, and I've met amazing women. I have taken them to incredible trips around the country, around the world, actually. We do trips from, you know, Mexico all the way to Italy.
Wow.
And
wow.
The first time around is free. And then we have an amazing program where we want to build sisterhood. And so then for a reduced fare, these women can go on trips again.
Really? And make that connection again with
make
people.
Make the connection again.
How about that?
Yeah.
So how did this start? I've never heard of it again. Yes. And it's, I'm glad you're here to talk about this. But how did this start, and how do people find out more about it?
Well, you can go to our website, sendmeonvacation.org, and you can hear the story. I'm the vice president, and the president, her name is Kathy. She actually is not a cancer survivor, but her best friend some 15 years ago, was struggling. She had 4 kids, and she just needed to get away. And she saw that with this vacation, her enthusiasm for life came back, her mental, her emotional wellness came back, and she said, there is something to this that doctors are forgetting about.
Sure.
After treatments, you think you're fine, and then you have to deal with your life again, and there's depression, there's anxiety, there's scanxiety every time you go back and get checked by the
sure.
doctor.
You're crossing your fingers hoping. Oh, yeah.
It's awful. It's awful. Yeah. So building this kind of community has been a life change. It's been life-changing for so many women.
So the adventure, pulling the plug a little bit, getting away, the sisterhood part of it, somebody else has been there, done that.
Yes.
I mean, that's really powerful mm-hmm. for sure.
We have amazing facilitators that come in. We do yoga. We do breath work. We do massage. A lot of it is also just taken care of from the community.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's pretty incredible. Yeah. Incredible. One of the things that I'm really excited with Pure West and Christie's, as they do their first Fridays, they have opened the doors for this to be able to show and showcase our nonprofits. And they've also given us the opportunity to do something special for Heidi with all the things that she's got going on. She has 3 kids. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And with her second diagnosis of breast cancer, we're trying to work on a new way of doing treatments, not the old-fashioned way, because there was a lot of damage that happened to Heidi as she walked through that. And so we're doing a fundraiser. Her and her husband are the paella experts.
Right.
Alejandro is from Spain, and they have been doing paella dinners called The Taste of Spain.
Sure. Is that Basque based? Is that from Basque country mostly? Or?
Well, his mother is from the Basque country.
So my yeah. wife is Basque.
That's oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's incredible. Well, you have to come.
I think so.
I would have to say.
She will know. This will be the most authentic paella around.
Yeah.
I tell you, this is incredible.
Yeah, she sneaks down to Boise every once in a while because there's a whole community there.
Oh, is there really? Oh, that's awesome. Well, you have to come. So it's going to be, we're so grateful that the Pondere Winery has opened up the doors on a night that they're usually closed on June 16th, the day after Father's Day. And we are really excited. We're going to do it. Heidi, give us a little bit. What time are we going to do it from?
Right. So come on in around 5:00 at the winery, and we'll have charcuterie boards, beautiful jamon from Spain. Your wife will know this.
One.
Yep.
And we'll have dinner at 6:00. Seating is limited. But it'll be at the winery, and then we'll go on until about 7:00, so from 5 to 7.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you want to, you have to get your tickets ahead of time because they do have to order all the seafood and get everything in. Right. There are going to be 3 different types of paellas.
That's right.
There'll be 2 meats.
They'll have the Del Mar, which is the seafood. We'll have the Del Campo, which is the typical meat. And then we'll have the Valenciana, which is the original paella from the 17th century.
Wow.
Incredible.
Wow. Very cool.
So how to get your tickets?
Yes, to get your tickets. To get your tickets, yes, you want to visit the Cedar Street Bridge. You can go to Sugar Tooth or Carousel, and they can direct you to the QR code.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And pricing, did you mention?
$50 a ticket.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. And again, it just shows the connection that businesses can do with nonprofits.
Absolutely.
Too. And everybody's busy, you know, but they find something that speaks to their heart that way. It's just great to see that. And good luck with all of this.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a bit of a ride. But you know what? The community is amazing.
Well, I think that also speaks to you, because sometimes people have these battles and, they keep it to themselves. Mm-hmm. And other people sometimes say, you know, there's other sisters or whatever out there like me. Maybe I can help them through things like this too.
Yes, so. That's actually my journey. I need to be more vocal so that I can. I know that my journey is for another person going through it in the future.
Yeah, and we, unfortunately, we know there will be other people going through it too. Huh? And you've been in Sandpoint for how long?
Gosh, I think we're going into 5 years now.
Perfect. Where'd you come from?
Port Townsend, Washington.
Oh, wonderful. That's a beautiful that's a beautiful area,
it's beautiful.
Too.
It is. We really love it. But we really love this area. Yeah. It's so beautiful. And we've met amazing people. This, you cannot beat this community.
Yeah, you cannot. Pretty incredible.
Yeah, I can tell you stories about that for sure. The same wife I'm telling you about is a fifth generation from here. So we chose to move back years ago. And of course, my daughter is all that too. So.
Oh, yeah. She's beautiful. Yeah. Olivia, right?
Right.
Yeah. She was beautiful. I got to meet her this morning at the downtown shopping district meeting. Yeah. She's our new chamber girl.
I've heard that rumor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So we're really excited to have her part, a partner with us too.
And it's fun to have somebody who grew up here and has watched the business community and went to school for business administration. So she understands that part of it. But her heart's in the hometown part of it.
Hometown.
So I can see that. A new generation of leaders perhaps coming up through the different businesses and such too.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, I promise to help her with the chamber too.
Well, good.
So,
well, we're all on the same team that way for sure too.
Yeah.
So what else is going on downtown?
So our next event is Crazy Days, which is July 26th, and it's, you know, crazy.
Well, yeah.
There's nothing to be said like that. It is crazy. They have so many, all the businesses pull out the stops and give you great deals. And a lot of them do their own in-store giveaways. And so we'll have a poster out probably before the 1st of July and just kind of, you know, showcase everybody's stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, we do have, we're not partnering necessarily with the boat show, but we are the shopping district. A lot of the businesses are putting together some swag stuff for their swag bags. And so that is, the boat show is July 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Perfect. And that's a fun show, isn't it?
I mean, so fun.
You talk about walking down the docks and seeing all these great old wooden boats.
Oh, I love that. I love the old Chris Crafts. I am such a boat person. My grandparents, my dad and my grandparents and my uncles, they were all boat builders when I was growing up. So we always had Chris Crafts and we had, you know, ski boats and all the power boats. And then I married a guy that liked sailboats. So
a little more quiet, less oil and gas involved that way.
Yeah. He had to call my dad and ask him, hey, how do I fix it? The hull? I went up on a reef and now I have a hole and we almost sunk it in the middle of the bay in Kaneohe.
Oh my goodness. My goodness.
Like,
my
what
goodness.
Is that? Shh. It's like, that's water.
Right. And we're rolling into summer now, Heidi. What plans do you have?
Oh my goodness. This is the best place to be in the summer.
Yeah.
So I see myself and the family hanging out at the beach. And we are doing a few other events. We are taking a small amount of requests. We're sort of coming back again into the catering. So we're excited about that.
Okay.
So we'll take a handful. We are starting to get pretty booked. So we're putting that aside and I'm going to make some effort to, you know, be back in the community again and serve amazing paella.
Well, good. Well, I'm looking forward to jumping into that for sure. And you know,
how do you get a hold of you to book a paella at Taste of Spain?
So our name is a Taste of Spain, but our website is paella.catering.
You own that one. Good for you.
That's it. Yeah. Paella.catering. Yeah. Pretty basic.
Pretty easy. And pretty paella easy. Is P-A-E-L-L-A.
That's right.
Awesome.
Good job.
Thank you.
I've heard a lot of people call it many things, like papaya, and you said it very well.
Yeah, not to be confused that way for sure. There's no better, more beautiful place than downtown Sandpoint in the summer, too.
Oh, I know. It's so beautiful.
I love what's going on down there, too. It has that mix of old businesses and new businesses, and the bridge is just taking off again. It's so good to see that again, too.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Actually, Heidi and her husband were at the bridge 2 years ago. Yeah.
We had a little place where we just sold a lot of different Spanish products.
Yeah. I got my first paella pan.
We sold different
from kits. Her for Mother's Day. And I'm like, okay, teach me how to use this.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of, we're going to have a paella kit at that dinner that we're raffling off, by the way.
Oh, perfect.
Yep. And also the nonprofit has given us an opportunity to raffle off a certificate for 8 days 7-night trip.
Oh my goodness!
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So
that's going to be at First Friday.
On First Friday at
Pure West.
Pure West,
Christie's.
As well as the
paella dinner.
Paella dinner.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Winery. Yeah. Well, perfect. Mm-hmm. So to find out more about this, how should people get a hold of you?
Yes, absolutely. You can go to paella.catering for the catering for paellas. And then if you want more information, can I give my phone number?
You sure can try.
Will they write it down?
Yeah, probably not.
As they're driving down the highway.
Right. Or just go to the bridge. Go to the bridge, and there's so many lovely people at Carousel. You'll see flyers everywhere with the QR codes. And go to Sugar Tooth as well. They've all been very supportive.
Well, thank you, Heidi, so much. It's nice meeting you, too.
So nice to meet you. Thank
Leilani,
you.
Good seeing you again,
too. You
too. Keep up the great work downtown. My
thank
gosh,
you, my
what a place to be.
I'm telling you, these guys are incredible.
Well, it's all about a community. It truly is in many different ways around here, too. So we're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Tammy, who's with Lilybrook, and that's probably a group that a lot of people don't know about in our town, but very important, and they do provide a great service. So we'll see you after the break.
This is Chad Young with the Easy Home Buyer. You know, selling a home is never just about the house. It's about the situation you're in. Maybe you're going through a tough transition, family stuff, job change, or just feeling overwhelmed by repairs that never seem to end. That's why I do what I do. I help people move forward. We buy houses as is with no fees, no commissions, and no headaches. Just a fair cash offer and a closing that works for you. You don't have to clean, fix anything, or even clear out the junk. We handle it all. So whatever's on your plate, let me take this one off of it. Call me at 208-717-2000. The easiest part of your week? Making this phone call and finally getting your house sold. No endless showings, no expensive fixes, and no waiting around. I'm here to help, not hassle. That's 208-717-2000.
Pick up the phone to inquire.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screen. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Pearls on the Lake is open for the season and still hiring happy, hardworking people to join them. Offering competitive pay, easy scheduling, shift meals, and drinks. To apply, visit pearlsonthelake.com.
Every success you've had began with a great opportunity. Now there's another one. Last aid year, University of Maryland Global Campus awarded over $21 million in scholarships to qualified students, including community college students, service members, veterans, and working adults. Now is the time to move your career forward with an online and accredited skills-based education. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
All children deserve the best start. That includes good oral health. As life milestones are met, ensure they visit dental specialists at ages 1, 7, and 15. Around age 1, it's time for a visit with a pediatric dentist to help establish good oral health habits. At 7, it's time to see an orthodontist to ensure your child's bite, teeth, and jaws are developing properly. Around 15, it's time for a visit to an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to determine if your child's wisdom teeth need to be removed or monitored. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit specialists at ages 1, 7, and 15. Make these appointments at the right time to ensure a proper foundation for good oral health. Learn more at milestonesmet.org.
Well, welcome back to the last segment of 97.1 radio, live radio. Here we are. And I've got Tammy. I'm going to pronounce your name. No, I'm going to do it. It's Undiemi. Is that correct?
Very good, yes.
Very good. And she's with a group that I can almost guarantee that most people out there in radio land have never heard of. What do you think, Tammy? What do you think?
I think you're probably right.
It's called Lilybrook, correct? Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, first of all, you And then secondly, about Lilybrook. Well, and welcome. I'm glad you're here. Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. So I have been a nurse since 2005. Most of that time I have spent in the emergency room and specialized in forensic nursing. Over the last, I guess, since 2017, I got my master's then and have been a nurse practitioner in the same fields until I moved here about 2.5 years ago. I am currently employed by Kinnexu Community Health as the chief nursing officer and pediatric chief of practice. Mm-hmm. And through that employment, we have lots of community partners, and one of them is the Lilybrook Family Justice Center. And Lilybrook, most people, like you said, don't really know that it exists or that there's a need. And so what we do there is provide free services to victims of violent crime. So child abuse, sexual assault, domestic violence, elder abuse, human trafficking. Throughout my career, I've worked in multiple states, big cities, small cities. It's the same everywhere. And even though you don't hear it on the news all the time, it exists. It's
still there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and so part of your job is to raise awareness with Lilybrook, is that, or is it mostly to be a safe haven for people?
So at Lilybrook, we have what we call a multidisciplinary team. And so we have lots of partners within the community that are involved. Idaho Health and Welfare, the Bonner County Prosecutor's Office, advocacy, all of the, you can imagine all of the different partners that are needed for those types of cases sometimes. And what I do is provide the medical consultation for that team. And we follow through Kinnexu and Lilybrook's partnership, we will follow up any medical or mental health concern or provide counseling for these families when it's needed.
How long has that partnership been going on?
I believe since 2017, when Lilybrook was actually established,
sure,
that Kinnexu has been involved from the beginning.
And Lilybrook is a facility, right? There's a building.
Yes, yeah. It is. We share a parking lot with the courthouse, and that's pretty strategic. We will house families or victims that are maybe have to testify over at the Lilybrook House until it's their turn, and then we walk them over. And their families can stay at the Lilybrook House just so that they're not sitting in, you know, the hallway at the courtroom and uncomfortable.
Sure.
Or, yeah.
I almost hate to ask this, but how busy are you?
Last year, we provided 3,881 services just, and these are just victims in Bonner County.
I can't even do the math up. 3,800.
You know, it's really ebbs and flows. Some days there's no new cases, but I can tell you that we meet twice a month to go over all open cases of crimes against children, and that caseload is typically 11 to 13 pages long, and we meet once a month to go over open crimes against adults, or mostly domestic violence or domestic issues. And that one is a little bit shorter, but definitely there's a need.
Well, there sure is, Tammy. In fact, I was sharing with you, Tammy was a guest at Rotary, Sandpoint Rotary here a few weeks ago. And I was looking around the room as you're presenting. And, you know, I think most of us, knock on wood, have had a pretty straightforward life, you know, and most of us haven't gone through what you deal with all the time. But I did share my story. And my mom was one of the heads of child welfare in Montana, and so she'd bring some of these kids home, and, you know, you just look at that and you think, you know, how could somebody do something like that? And I guess the fact is that people do things like that, but that's why society needs to come in and have that safety net, and that's where Lilybrook comes in. So tell me how that happens. So you get a report of, let's say, just say child abuse. Where do you step in?
Yeah, so officer receives that report, they turn it over to the investigators. The investigators will set up, depending on the age and the circumstances, but most often will set up what's called a forensic interview. And that is a time where people who are trained and certified in forensic interviewing will come to Lilybrook, and the victim is interviewed in a room with just the interviewer, but where maybe law enforcement and investigative agencies and or health and welfare can watch the interview and communicate to see maybe, you know, we need to explore certain questions. The hopes that, you know,
the purpose of that is to perform one interview so they're not having to tell the story over and over and over and sort of being re-traumatized in that way. And from those interviews, then it determines whether or not there needs to be a medical exam. If they need a referral for mental health, then Lilybrook will let Kinexu know. If it is a medical follow-up, they will let Kinexu know. If there is an immediate need, then they will typically go to the emergency room, and then all of those steps would follow.
So it's very systematic, though, right?
Yes.
And it's a handoff and communication and collaboration with all these different groups.
Yeah, and it's really awesome, though. You know, historically, people would struggle because there wasn't a team, and you didn't sit together, and you know, maybe the investigator thinks that health and welfare is, I'm going to wait on them, but maybe they think I'm waiting on the investigators, or, you know, there's just so many moving parts that it's much more efficient to just meet regularly and, you know, determine next steps and what we're waiting on.
You bet. So is Lilybrook something local here, or is there a series of Lilybrooks around, or is this
so it? Every county has some sort of justice center. Some of them just have child advocacy centers. We are a full family justice center, and it is just for Bonner County.
Okay.
There are some counties, I know Boundary County, I don't believe that they have a family justice center, but they have other partnerships within their community where they address those needs. And then we can do courtesy interviews or exams for other counties or other states if it's needed.
Right. And it probably is needed sometimes because they're not geared up like you are here. But right. Your caseload is pretty full anyway.
But we'll take them. We'll take whoever needs the service for sure.
Looking at some of the statistics too, it's amazing, again, just the depth of what goes on, again. And like you said, it doesn't make the headlines all the time,
but it
does impact somebody.
I was really, when I was a brand new nurse in 2005 and started working in the emergency room, I was just shocked at the things that you don't hear about. You think you hear about everything on the news, but you don't. And unless you work like ER or police, EMS or firefighters, you know, that kind of first responding type job, you just don't know. And I think that the general public knows that it's out there, but it's somewhere else or it's in another time. They don't realize how much actually goes on in their own city.
Right. Well, where does your funding come from?
It's all grants, really, federal and state grants. Some of it is not. We do lean on a lot of the other community partners too. But yeah, it's all grant funded.
So is there a fundraiser or something that happens that the public can give money to you and help you out?
I don't believe that we have a specific fundraiser for Lilybrook right now. I know that we host an annual carnival, but that is more to provide awareness. The carnival is free to the public. They do have some raffle items, and there's a few things that they might have a cost for, but like the food, the games, the prizes, all that is free. The money that is raised there typically is just used to offset the cost of the carnival.
Right, so it's a wash then.
It is, yeah.
So if you could have a dream come true, would you want to raise awareness of what you have for more people who don't even know what you offer?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when we look at all these statistics and people are blown away about the number of services that are needed and that we provide just in our county, that's just what's reported.
Right.
And I think that if many people don't know that there is help out there. If you walked into Lilybrook and needed an emergency protection order that day, we can get you in front of a judge. Like, we can get that stuff done. So definitely.
So, it's one stop for all of that then. And if you have questions, you encourage people to stop by too?
Always. You can call. You can. There's an email on there's our website and you can reach us through email. There's tons of avenues. But yeah.
What's the email or what's the best way to find you?
I would say going to the website, just Lilybrook Family Justice Center website is the easiest way and the fastest way to get all of the contact information.
You bet. I'm just looking at your handout here and this nice scripted handwriting. Lilybrook, on the bottom there, I think that's your logo, it looks like to me.
Yeah, so it's lilybrook@bonnercountyid.gov.
.gov, that's mm-hmm. what the difference that way. Well, my gosh, we could talk about this all day and it would be fairly depressing.
Yeah.
But
yes,
the good news is that you're there to help and people can find you if they need you.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for all you do on that. And again, you open up a lot of eyes in Rotary when you were there. and there's a bigger cause, and you're making a difference. You truly are. So thank you so much for coming by today, and keep up the good work, the important work. And we're going to take next week off. You won't hear from me. I'll be in Calgary, of all places, or Calgary, depending on who you talk to. But we'll be back the week after that, and we will have some more exciting guests. And I wish you all the best. Have a great week. So have a good day.